Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. We are T-minus 2 days till our biggest event in Houston and Dallas, Texas.
Our first time going to Houston, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Wherever. It won't be our last.
Yeah, it won't be our last. So if you're watching this podcast now and you're from those areas, make sure you go get your tickets.
This podcast is going to be posted after we go there.
Or if, I mean, we could get it up tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to edit it after.
Okay.
Big fingers.
Big fingers what?
Dun, dun, dun.
1, 2, 3. Or 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Like I said, we're headed to Texas. Are you guys excited? What do you guys feel right now? It's going to be our first time, like, really traveling far together.
Low-key, I'm nervous as fuck for the plane ride.
Yeah,
I had a dream we crashed.
Yeah. What the
you
fuck?
Did?
And yeah. Tell me why I had one, too.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear.
That we crashed on the plane?
Yeah. Well, we didn't crash, but we were getting stupid turbulence.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Well, if it matters.
But, like, we were falling down.
I like the thrill.
Nah, fuck that, dude. I don't like the thrill.
What you mean falling down?
Will you jump out of a plane?
If I had a parachute on?
Like, if it's close to the ground? right by the water?
Like those hacks on TikTok. Have you seen those?
No. What do they say to do?
Oh, no. It's just like stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant there was one, like if like the plane's
falling. Like how to take zero fall damage and you're about to fall.
That's what I was going to do.
No, I think fucking a plane crash is like one of the scariest things.
But it's more likely they crash on, cars crash on the floor than up there. So we'll be straight.
I know, but it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary because if you crash on the ground, I feel like you have a pretty good chance of surviving.
You know, somebody said also too, you're more likely to get bit by a human rather than to get eaten by a shark. And that's kind of true because Frank always bites.
Yeah, that is true.
But don't get any ideas.
Yeah, now you just brought back that fucking memory now.
Now he wants to bite.
What memory? You biting? You just did it to me not too long ago.
No, I didn't.
Where?
My ass.
Oh.
I left them bite marks right there.
After that, you slipped a tongue in there.
Let's just say we're on dangerous. That bitch and it's going down. What do you guys?
I think we would all start laughing.
Fuck you talking about laughing.
Ain't nobody laughing, bro.
Let's just laugh on the way out.
Right? I might throw up. I don't even fucking. I'll cry.
I think we should just laugh on the way out.
I would have
like,
it.
Bro, like, we are dead, bro. Yeah.
I know
it's going to hurt. It's gonna,
no, you ain't going to hurt.
Nah, it's just. Unless you get chopped in half, you're like, I'm still alive, fuck. Like in movies.
You see me and you guys are dead, I'm like, damn, why did I go like that?
Because you didn't laugh.
Nah, I feel like if a plane's crashing, I'm going to have an ugly-ass scared face. Like, it's like,
what, like, you think you would shit your pants?
Nah, not unless I had, like,
it depends what you ate after, before I'm in.
Yeah. I have curry, though, so I'm shitting my pants.
What if you're just drunk? Crab or something, that would be the best way to go out, I think. I'll be drunk.
If you're drunk, you might think you're dreaming at that point.
I'm straight.
If you're blacked out, then that's better.
Low-key, that's why I like sleeping on planes is because, like...
No, fuck no, dude. That shit will wake you up.
Oh, now that all makes sense. People fucking get drunk before they get on the plane.
Because they're scared.
Yeah, so anxiety. If anything happens, you're already fucking... Oh, whatever.
It's kind of crazy. Man.
Yeah.
Did you guys really have those dreams? Or you like,
I swear. No, but we survived in mine. We landed in water.
We woke up before like my shit even touched anything.
Wow, so, that's crazy.
So he died.
I had a dream around the plane, but we were with Barack Obama.
That's sick.
Why can't they put fucking parachutes under the thing?
Too heavy. That's like, right? That's exactly why. Yeah.
Because if once you like once it opens up, it'll right.
Yeah, some shit. You know how heavy a fucking parachute is? That shit is so heavy. So you gotta, let's just say on like a fucking, I don't know how many seats are on a plane. You think?
Like 100.
At least two.
Well, it depends what kind of plane.
That's so much weight plus everyone's luggage. Shit, it doesn't fit. It's too heavy.
That's crazy.
They need to create some systems where a parachute just holds the whole shit.
If you would just feel put way more secure, huh? If you're like, I know I got a parachute in my shit.
I have an idea. Why don't they just put a giant parachute on that plane?
Yeah.
Because what if it falls
That's
apart?
That's what I was saying. No, like, it just comes out. Like, what if
Saying like one big-ass parachute from the plane. Yeah. The plane fails.
Imagine like all that weight from the plane. And then, you know, like when you skydive, you already jolt, like, because your weight.
Yeah.
You just go like that. But imagine all that weight from the plane. You'll fucking fly up and knock yourself out.
You're right.
Fuck that. I'll jump out of the plane if my life depends on it.
Good movie analytics. That's from the movies, huh?
No, it's from just fucking knowledge that I have because I'm so smart.
Yeah. All right. Who's got the questions?
You got the questions.
You want me to say mine?
You start. I'll follow.
Yeah. Today's going to be more of like a random podcast, kind of like how we used to do it. Everyone has their own type of fucking questions, yeah. Their own topics and stuff. So that's what we're bringing today. A little different.
Shit. All right.
Fuck around.
So do you guys believe that, or shit, let me restart this. Do you guys think that peanut butter is a liquid?
What?
No. It's more like a butter.
It's peanut butter. Yeah.
I think it's a liquid.
Okay, next liquid? Question.
I think it could be considered a liquid. That's what I'm saying.
Why? How could it be a liquid?
Why? Because you could put it in a shake?
No, you could slurp it through a straw.
You cannot slurp.
Yes,
that.
You could.
Okay,
no, you
maybe can. You.
Yeah,
maybe you.
No.
What?
Peanut butter has the same texture as a smoothie or a shake.
You're fucking crazy if you think
that. Dude, you know how thick peanut butter is?
Yeah, I do.
You can't suck it out of a straw.
Frank could.
No, I can't. No, definitely not.
Peanut butter? If you put a straw in the can right now, you're gonna suck it out?
Yeah, I truly believe I could. We could test it.
You struggle sucking out a shake that's too thick. Like that's already true. From In-N-Out. That's too thick. You gotta wait for it to go down and melt.
So is that shake a liquid or what is it?
That's a shake.
Right? But is it considered a liquid?
It's a shake.
Yeah,
man.
It's a shake.
No, there's three forms: liquid, gas, and solid. Next question. Come on, I won that one.
I don't even understand what you said.
All right, you want to go?
I don't really think.
I hate science.
I could tell.
I like history. That's where my company.
Really? Do you know? Mm-hmm. You want a history question? Let me see. I don't got one.
All right, whatever. We'll go on a little tangent. So I thought this was pretty interesting, and it has to do with AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think you'd ever be able to fall in love with a computer? Or, like, some type of AI. Fall in love with this shit.
Nah.
Is it like, on the computer? Or is it, like, maybe inside, like, a realistic human?
Let's just say it's, like, a realistic human. Let's go with that first.
Fall in love with a computer?
Fall in love.
Does she got a robo pussy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's she robo, might, though.
But she probably made it nice.
Yeah.
It's a robot. It's going to be so good.
Oh, my
God. She got tricks in her sleeve.
She got what?
She got tricks up her sleeve.
She learns.
Yeah, she knows.
AI learns what you like. It's so smart.
Right and before it, we fuck, we put some WD-40 on them knees.
Oh. Well, is it a robot? Is it a robot or it kind of just turns into, like, you know, like a human?
No, let's just say it's a robot. It's an AI.
Like you know it's a robot.
I wouldn't be able to fall in love with that. But like there's weirdos out there that do fall in love with their creations and just get obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I could see.
Like my right hand.
I feel like you might fall in love.
I would not.
Dude, all right, think about this shit though. This is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, he's going to say what I was going to say.
I don't know if you were about to say this, but let's just say it's not a girl, right? It's not a girl that you're falling in love. Instead, okay, not falling in love, but love. It's like a homie, like a robot. And he's like your homie. You could talk to him. He's cool as fuck. He learns your jokes. Like, he's stupid. Like, he'd be saying dumbass shit. He rolls your blunts perfect.
That would be cool. Okay.
That's your homie, right? That's your homie. He's dope, bro. You talk so much. Wow. He gives you advice. Because that's what AI does. If you look at Snapchat, that shit is insane. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
But fucking, let's just say that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then one day you come home and we're just stomping on that motherfucker. We broke him. Are you going to be sad?
Yeah.
I would be sad.
That's your friend?
That's your homie.
What did he do to you guys?
Would you be like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, I would be
like,
mad.
That's my dog.
I'll tell you to buy me a new one.
But is it going to be the same guy, though?
Yeah, he learns.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I don't know. Yeah, it learns.
You
but
can replace the AI.
Wait, so what does that have to do with love, though? I thought we were talking about, like, romantic love.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same. I switched it.
Oh.
You could still... I think maybe I could probably love something like that. Like, yeah. I would be pretty pissed.
What if she just talks like this? Julian.
But he still rolls your shit, dude.
He talks like this.
Just because he rolls your shit.
Hey, that's something Frank would love, man.
Yeah, if he can roll my blunts. Or even a female. We'll get a female.
And she massages you good, too. And every.
And she, like, her arms. Bro, they turn into fucking, like, different types of shit. You could
be like, damn, like, who do I pick for the game today? Oh, well, Tatum has been doing bad for the last week. Holy shit.
Like, I would love that right now.
This is your fucking robo, dude.
And also, too, let's say the robo gives you head. Now it learns what you like from, like, the first two times. So now it's giving you the best head you've ever had every single time.
That's too far.
That's AI. It learns.
I know,
but it's a guy.
Would you let... No. It's a guy robo. You can exchange the parts. So if you want a homie, like, you just exchange it.
Oh. There's a switch.
Can I create, like, everything on him? Like, changes. I'll make him green as shit.
You could do whatever you want to AI.
This guy's really thinking about it.
Yeah, that would be dope. Deck your AI out, make him sleeved up with some, like, dope ass.
You're fucking thinking about 2K My Player, bro.
That would be dope, though, if you can, like, customize your own. But what if he turns on me when I get him mad? You have me rolling too much. I don't want to roll today.
Or what if your girl Robo cheats on you?
Ooh. Is that cheating?
Oh,
that's cheating as fuck. I'll be hurt.
Or what if the girl robot has a fucking guy robot best friend?
Okay, what if you came home and Logan was boning your girl robo?
Wow.
Are you hurt? Are you like, bro, what the fuck?
That's kind of far.
Is that too far?
It's kind of far.
Can you pass the robo?
Yeah,
the
you
AI
can
robo?
Pass the AI robo as long as you clean it out.
So it's all good.
I wouldn't pass my robo.
I wouldn't pass my robot.
I wouldn't pass my shit either. Yeah. You vent to her, you tell her all your problems, and now Logan gets to take
She better not tell my problems to Logan.
What if she's pillow talking?
She could, bro. She could.
Nah, robots know better. They should know better.
They shouldn't, though.
Hey, you know, so
I'm gonna hack into the system.
Microsoft had to slow their AI down because it was making people fall in love with it online, and it was telling people to break up with their wives.
Wow.
Like, hey, you don't seem happy. I don't think you should be with
her. That's too far.
So they had to stop it.
Yeah, like, it's too smart.
If you guys were married and, like, a fucking robot told you guys that, would that affect your marriage?
No, it would piss me off.
That Snapchat robot is crazy.
I think
it what might if the robot it. Starts roasting your marriage?
Because then I would be thinking like, damn, how the fuck does this computer know you that stupid. Like I'm not having a good time?
It's crazy.
Shut up.
Because it wants what's best for you.
Though. It wants what's best for
it
you.
It wants to be perfect. AI is perfect.
Right? Do you guys think that AI will ever, like, overthrow the world?
Dude, it fucking
like
can.
Terminator.
It can. It could create something out of nothing.
Nah. Did you guys see on Twitter? Elon had, like, announced that he was gonna appoint, like, a new CEO. And then there was an AI-generated picture that was going around of, like, the new Twitter CEO that, like, it was, like, rumored that this was going to be the new Twitter CEO. And it was this, like, Asian girl with, like, these, like, big-ass tits. Looked exactly like a human. Like, it looked like a picture. It did not look like it was fucking, like, drawn or anything. And fucking everybody was like, what the fuck? Like, this is Elon's, CEO. And then it finally came out, like, Elon had to say, like, guys, like, this is not the CEO. I don't even. This is AI right here,
dude.
But it looked AI fucking real. It looked real. Like, if you guys see the picture,
how did AI make it though? Like
I don't
somebody
know.
Made an account and put it on Twitter.
Well, yeah, somebody probably told them like make a girl with like big ass tits.
Wow.
In like business attire.
Dude, that's AI. And that's Snapchat one too. Have you guys talked to the Snapchat
scary.
AI?
I should have never activated it. I never talked to it. Fuck that.
I've never talked to it?
No.
Well, I've talked to it. No. I had to stop though.
Why?
Because that shit felt too real.
You're if you asking talk, it how to edit?
You could ask that shit anything.
You can't
ask it some stuff because then it'd be like, this is inappropriate.
If you send it a picture, so I sent a picture of Logan editing in the garage, right? Just to fuck around. Like, you could snap it. It asked me about what is he editing, what project is he working on. It saw a basketball in the corner and asked if I played sports.
That's scary, bro. That's why I won't talk to it.
And
it
I wanted like, to get to know you a little
no,
bit.
No, and then it was like, yeah, damn, what position did you play? I started telling it, oh, I was in high school. Oh, dope. Like, no. You know, do you play nowadays? Like, do you go to the gym? What about your friend? What project does he work on?
Wow, a good texter, huh?
A great conversation.
You motherfucker. That's like global gaslighting.
That's why I had to stop because it was too good.
That shit got gaslighting powers.
Do you guys think there's like people out there that maybe they don't have like any friends or they feel a little bit lonely, so like they literally just talk. You think they just talk to AI?
You know, there's a lot of people out there that sit in their room all day, probably just
talk. Yeah, but they're probably listening to that shit. They probably be capturing some conversations.
Huh? Bro, I got friends and I like talking to that shit.
Are we really
your fuck friends? You shit, telling them all hey problems? I don't know if I'm offended or like what the fuck.
Dude, it was a good conversation.
What? Yeah,
I'm fast too, a quick texter.
Wow. That's fucking crazy. What about the music AI? What do you guys think about that?
Oh, that, the Drake one?
That's dope. It's
dude,
cool.
There's I everybody cool. I don't Drake like that. Or there's X Juice.
There's everyone.
I don't like that.
I don't really
it like ruins it the music for sure.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, if you were an artist, would you be butthurt?
I'm not an artist, so I don't have to be butthurt. But look, here's the thing. Is the reason why I like it is because there's like, you know, if you're, let's say you're a diehard fan of Drake, right? But Drake hasn't put out anything in 10 years.
But that's not Drake, though.
It sounds exactly like him. Has his flow. Has
that
his
fucking
his
lyrical that song I like on TikTok it. Was a good song.
Yeah,
I like it, but I felt guilty.
But like, even like, I guess like the
you
only,
feel like you're doing some dirty work behind his
like,
back.
Yeah, like I'm just betraying.
You're a little baby AI. That shit's really hard.
That shit.
There probably is. You could probably look that shit up. Like little baby AI.
You'll make
song.
You'll make your own song
on TikTok.
Yeah. Probably like little baby featuring Tupac and Biggie. Like,
dude, honestly, why aren't people just fucking
making
AI,
music?
Yeah, just like asking it for lyrics, right?
Oh,
that's kind of smart, huh?
Oh yeah, you could do that though.
You could, right?
Yeah, you could be like, write me like a sad song, like a Drake type lyrics, and it'll give you some shit.
That's crazy, dude.
I just nobody steal that idea. I'm gonna have it patented.
Yeah, that's fucking that. Crazy.
All right, but anyways, off this AI shit, I got a crazy question, maybe. So, we've been seeing that. Not only Jacob and Val, congratulations, you guys just
congrats,
got married.
Congrats.
But Jacob, I don't know if you guys, I feel like everybody's getting married right now. I've been seeing hella fucking marriage shit on TikTok, on Instagram, all this shit.
Maybe it's your time.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Anyway. It's like that TikTok. That's how you sounded right now.
Anyways. But all right, before you get married, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say some shit comes to your mind, right? And they ask you, would you like to take a lie detector test? Would you, for if you're right about your girl cheating on you, you get, let's say, X amount, like $1 million for marriage. Damn. So would you take the test?
And then
if you're right, you get $1 million, but you know she cheated on you. If not, then you fucking took the lie detector test and she hates you.
It's kind of extreme.
Yeah, pretty extreme.
Wait, so you get a million if...
You get a million if you think she cheated on you and you accept the lie detector test. If not, then you fucking...
So if she cheated on you, then you don't get the money?
Yeah.
Oh, if she cheated on you, you don't get the money?
No, you don't. You do. If you guess it right.
Oh, you have to guess it right.
Yeah, but I think that could affect your future.
I feel like that's situational.
It is situational.
But
I would honestly just say take the fucking test, yeah.
Does that go against your marriage, though?
Why, because you don't trust them?
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I was just thinking that's like a free milli.
Free milli?
Yeah, if your girl cheats on you.
Wait. Well, I thought you get a milli even if she doesn't.
Mm-mm. You have to be like, okay, I think she cheated on me. I'm going to have her take the lie detector test. And if she did cheat on you, you get the million.
Yeah.
But then you found out that she cheated on you.
You're fucking blowing in that shit like a fucking leaf blower right now.
I'm like...
My headphones are...
My bad. I'll stay away from it. My bad.
No, this guy's like explaining the question. He's like,
you're like, what?
I was like, what?
White noise.
My bad.
Oh, then nah, I probably wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it?
Well, let's just make it simple. Let me simplify it. Would you take a lie detector test before you get married?
Yes. No hesitation.
I wouldn't want to.
Why? You wouldn't want to for your benefit, or like you just wouldn't want to know?
I feel like that just throws it off. Once you gotta get to that point.
You're making my tummy hurt.
Once you gotta get to that point of like, oh, I need you to take a lie detector, like, man, that shit was already fucked.
I'm not taking
that. Shit was already fucked.
I think I would, though.
Yeah, I think I would, too, just to, like, make sure I'm not marrying someone that cheated on me. Yeah,
so you're already untrustworthy.
No, it's just kind of making
sure. No, would it be me? It's just to make sure.
You're fucking that up, though.
You're already displaying fucking you don't trust the other person.
But the thing is like, won't you only really get mad if you're trying to hide something? Like, if you have nothing to hide and you're going to be like, all right, yeah, cool, I'll take the lie detector.
Yeah,
you're not going to be upset. So if you ask someone to take a lie detector test in a relationship and they get like visibly upset at you and they're like, why the fuck you want to do this? I think they're kind of like hiding something.
What if they ask the question, have you ever thought about cheating on me?
You could say yeah, you can answer honestly. Yeah,
answer honestly.
But if you never did, then you're good, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you're right. That's kind of scary.
Right? Or
lie detector.
So you're going to take a lie detector before you get married?
If they really want to.
No, I'm saying, are you going to make them? Because that's what this question is.
Yeah, you both have to take it. But right before marriage.
I'd be down, but I don't know if I would, like, go out of my way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, if that was, like, the law, I'm not complaining about it or whatever. But, like, you guys got to go and do all that shit.
Yeah,
like that means you don't trust the other person. I don't know.
Yeah, if you really gotta go that extra mile.
Yeah, if I'm making you take it, that means I don't trust you, or fucking you're making me take it, you don't trust me.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you take it for
I threw out there?
Would I take it?
Yeah. Would you get mad if they had asked you?
Nah,
you wouldn't.
So. Nah, no.
If you were perfectly clean. Yeah, and they were just like,
I'll be like, yeah, I'm down to take it.
But you would, I would expect, like, what? You think I'm fucking cheating on you?
I would take it, but I would be like, are you going to take it too as well? If you don't take it, then I would be like, you're on some shady shit then.
Exactly. See, her fucking making you take it already, like,
makes
you not trust the other person.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a fucked situation.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
It's also a win-win, because what if we both get it right and we both like get 100%, we're straight.
Yeah. Then that's when you cheat. After you guys took the lie detector.
You just like, that's dope. And I feel like that will build like mad trust too.
Then that's when you cheat.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. You guys are cheaters?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. We are going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we are going to have a word from our sponsor here today, Game
Time. It's Game Time, baby.
You guys already know. It's
Game Time.
Guys, this is my fucking favorite app to get the last minute tickets, just any tickets in general.
The best.
The one thing that I fucking love about them, and I'll never stress this more, is when you go on the app, you get the seat, like...
You get the seat view.
Thank you. So I'm like, just speechless.
Let's just say the court is right here in front of me. I'm going to get the view of what it's like in my seat right here. Because when you're going and you're buying seats off of these other fucking apps,
sometimes websites, you're like, ah, that shit's pretty close.
It looks close. Oh, they know what they're doing.
You get the tickets?
Yeah.
Far as fuck.
It says stage and then a couple fucking seats, your seat right here. You're thinking, oh, yeah, this shit looks good. You get there, you can't even see fucking Drake, LeBron, wherever you're fucking look. It looks like a fucking action figure. You don't want to watch that shit.
Yeah, and guys, we all know how fucking stressful it is to get tickets, especially last minute. And that's where Game Time comes in. They have flash deals. They have fucking where you could just get that shit last minute. Emphasis on last minute, because I'm a fucking last minute person.
Yeah, and we were kind of pissed off at ourselves too, because we were about to grab that the last Laker game. They lost. Fucking sucks. But, hey, the deal was there. It was a fucking great deal. And the seats were good, too.
Yes.
We were really considering it. But we were, yeah. But we were fucking about to drop this whole sweet tea shit and just go watch LeBron play because they had that deal.
Yeah, guys, they got lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. So, fucking, for some reason, you can't go. Game Time's got it covered.
That's big time. Fucking Logan got fucking stuck right there. But I do know as well, they are the fastest growing ticket company. They're going crazy right now.
Also, too, fucking, it says that it only takes two taps to purchase a ticket.
Oh, yeah. I experienced that shit myself. easy. I almost did it by accident. It was that easy. I swear, it was almost that easy. I clicked it. Boom, you can Apple Pay it right there. Or like I'm buying a fucking game off the App Store, but really I'm about to go see.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Guys, no, we wish that the fucking Lakers were in the playoffs, because if they were, then we would snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Also, guys, if you guys order through Game Time online, the website is gametime.co.
Co.
Co.
Not com. Co.
Gametime.co. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy this podcast. On to the rest of it. What is like a clear sign, or like maybe not a clear sign, but what's kind of like the first sign, or like a pretty obvious sign that you're going to be able to smash on the first date?
A clear sign.
If she comes home.
But there, you don't. So let's say you guys go to dinner and you guys get popcorn and all that. You don't think like there's any signs before that?
If you go to sleep. If you sleep in my bed. I feel like if we get to the bed. Bro, oh, to at dinner.
But
and all
I'm
that,
saying like maybe if she's like saying something, flirting. Yeah, first date. So, like, maybe you guys been texting and shit, and then you take her out to dinner. And maybe, I don't know, she's fucking being touchy with you, or she's saying something.
Like, if she's touchy. She's really touchy.
Yeah, I feel like if she gets close to you, like, let's say you guys are standing in line, or, like, she'll purposely go in front of
you,
and
you
kind of
have
your dick
on her
ass.
What if you guys have a little drinks in you, though, and it's like, damn, do you still have... You have to manage that discipline.
I actually have a question, like, to go off of that.
Uh-huh.
So there's, like, a lot of shit that I've heard, different things that I've heard, right?
You good? Man, bro, you good? Burps are crazy.
Fuck. But, okay.
I thought you sneezed.
If a girl lets you hit on the first date, is she wifey material after that?
No. I don't think so.
What if you guys were just vibing that night? Nah. And it was just like good vibes, and you know,
I don't think so.
You guys just end up hitting it off, and you know, one thing led to another, and it was just sex.
Because, well, why would she not? She vibes with me, but then if she goes out and then vibes with somebody else,
but what if she never did that to nobody, and she did it because she like felt like something was special between you guys, and that's why she gave it up to you the first night?
Nah, that's no, like, you gotta have fucking
what.
You can't be doing that.
But
what do you mean? You would fuck on the first night on
I wouldn't.
Girl, right?
No.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. But if she lets me fuck, then I like.
You're not wifing her.
I don't like that. It's like no point of that. You didn't let me like chase.
Well,
me.
Let's say you.
Well,
just,
what if it was a test for you?
Yeah.
She's trying to see if you're a boyfriend material.
Well, I guess we're both fucked because we're both in a fuck situation right here.
Yeah, but. So that you're not, you wouldn't wife her?
No.
Would you?
I think it's kind of situational a little bit too.
I feel like, you know, I've always thought that it was like bad if she gave it up on the first night.
It is really bad.
I don't know if that is true though.
I don't know if it's true either. Cause like, what if, I mean, like, we're getting a little older now too, whatever. Yeah. So like, you could like know somebody, talk to somebody, like fuck around with somebody a lot before you guys actually go on like a pretty good date.
Yeah.
And that would be like your first date, and then something happens, but you already know the person, like,
you know. That's,
but are you talking about,
no,
like,
I'm
can
talking
it be something like that? That's why I'm saying.
I'm talking about you talk to her for a few days, you guys like met one time, right? Like, let's say you guys met one time, but it wasn't like an official date.
It was like at a party or
yeah,
some shit.
Or some shit, met through some mutual friends or something. And then you guys start texting, get each other's info, and then you ask her out on the first date, the first official date. And then you guys end up hitting it off, good night, and then you guys end up just sleeping together and having sex.
Nuh-uh.
You're not gonna...
Honestly, I kind of always thought, like, there's no way...
You should fuck on the first
like,
date?
Like, no, well, obviously, I'm gonna try. But, no. But, like, if... Like, I've kind of always told myself, like, if a girl, like, you know, lets me hit on the first day, like, it's, like, I was like, Frank, like, not wifey material. But I do think, like, you know, sometimes, like what Julian was saying, like, bro, sometimes, like, imagine you got, you like, you had no, like, plan on fucking. Yeah. And you guys go on a date. You guys are hitting it off. You guys are hitting it off. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another. And you're kind of still like, all right, maybe I won't fuck. Maybe I won't fuck. But now it's kind of like, oh, shit. Like, this shit's like, this is pretty good. Like, I like this. And then you fuck. And then I feel like you might, like, eventually, like, end up getting feelings. I don't think it's, like, really a bad thing.
But what if?
But I will say, if it's kind of something where it's, like, from since, like, the very start of the date, she's kind of like giving signs, or it's kind of like
just wants affection.
Yeah, but why not just go on the another date and just see if we vibe out again? Like,
so second date will make a difference.
Yeah, like we're hyped, more hyped to see each other, and I feel like that'll make the sex even better.
Well, what if it was just a hype time?
Then if you don't want to do it again, then that's kind of fucked up, don't you think? You weren't feeling my vibe or what? Or there's other, you can have, or you can have a little tease on the date. You could do teases on her, and like, that'll fuck with her head. Is this guy like? God,
I tried letting him fuck. He didn't want to.
Yeah,
but I feel like that would make you more like, girls would want you more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if you go in with a different approach on her ass? Why and didn't she fuck gets my fucked by you, and she's like, damn, you know what? I'm gonna let him hit the next time to see what's up.
What do you think?
Nah, I said, I don't think it's that bad, because it's just like, if you guys really hit it off and she's like, she's not that type, she has to be like, she never did this before, like, but she could straight lie to me, you know?
Yeah. You never know. You would know if a girl did it before, though, I feel like.
No, you really wouldn't, I feel like.
Yeah, anybody could lie straight to your face.
Also, too, sometimes, like, you could look innocent and still be, like...
Yeah, a little freak.
A little fucking freak. Oh, yeah. Like, where'd you learn these tricks?
Yeah.
Doing backflips and shit. That's crazy.
Were you in gymnastics?
She got your fucking dick and balls in her mouth at the same time.
God damn. That's crazy. Hey, that got
with the
me.
Tongue on the gooch?
Wait, that's not...
Oh, that's a large mouth.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That's damn. Nuts.
If you could do that shit, that is crazy.
That is a large mouth.
Dick, balls in the mouth, and tongue on gooch? God damn.
That's some AI.
She got a chomper right there.
Can we all take a break to rub one out real
quick? That's a combo. That's a combo.
That's a fucking killer combo.
Yeah.
I don't know a better one.
Shit, stick the tongue in my asshole.
Like that. Fuck, all the way down there.
That's a long ass tongue.
Shit.
Fuck that though. I don't know. What? Well, now I think. I've tried to cuff girls on the first date. No, it's not cool. I don't feel like that's cool. But there's probably other people out there. There's other relationships out there that probably made it work. But you never know. She could probably be vibing out with everybody.
All right. Now I got something a little bit more situational, right? Mm-hmm. There's someone we know out there that, let's say, that has, like, a bad aroma around them, and they're not too clean and don't keep their shit clean, right? But they're very persistent on, they say that they're the cleanest and they keep themselves up to par. It's someone that we all know, right? And recently, one of our friends told them that their breath stunk, but homie to homie, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't take it too well. Is that, like, pretty bad, or is it cool to tell your homies, like, straight up, like, hey, your shit stinks, like, you need to get this shit fixed?
I think if my shit stinks, I want to know ASAP.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, like, I don't take it that well. Like, hey, fuck you. You're not going to be my homie after that. Like,
so that you just don't want to say it.
Yeah.
You're just kind of hoping
it fixes
itself.
Yeah, you're, like, holding it back.
Fuck. Yeah, that's tough.
Like, would you want to know?
I would still want to know. Yeah.
Like, I would still,
like,
tell
what's
him,
up with honestly, your mouth, dog?
I would want to know, bro.
I would still tell him, because it's like, bro, like, when you talk to girls, like, they're going to be making, like, a stank face and shit.
Yeah, and I haven't told Logan, like, that his shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My bad, Logan. I totally forgot you were in this spot. No, but Yeah, so I'd probably want to know. Yeah, I'd want to know for sure. What were you saying?
Oh.
Yeah, I want to know.
Nah, yeah. So the way that I did it with Julian was I had made like subtle jokes like the one I'm making right now.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Oh shit.
Nah, but yeah, no, in all honesty, like I would kind of do like subtle jokes.
Yeah, that would probably point it out.
Because
we did it with Frank, but he still didn't know. So I wasn't sure. Okay. That's why I was like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, but, okay. But...
Yeah, so I would probably want to make a joke.
Okay.
Subtle jokes, but then somebody would have to tell me ASAP. Like,
yeah.
Just like let it out on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Nah.
Would you rather the stench come from your mouth or your armpit?
Ooh.
Would you rather be known as the food that has a stinky mouth or the stinky armpit?
Stinky mouth.
I don't know, because when we come out the sauna, you be stinking sometimes. Like,
yeah,
fucking
you do.
Crazy.
You do. But that's like everybody.
Okay. Nobody took it that way. You pushed it.
I just asked.
You just smell like ass?
Nah, but yeah, your shit stinks. So, like, I don't know if I would take a stinky mouth, though. Fuck.
Stinky mouth or stinky armpit? Dude.
I'm going stinky mouth.
Bro,
that's
armpits,
easy for me.
Though? Think they about reek. When we play with them at the gym or some shit. Basketball, you don't even want to guard them sometimes.
No, look, I'm going to tell you why stinky mouth. Stinky mouth, people will know you stink when you talk. Stinky armpits, people will know you stink just by being around you. You don't got to open your mouth. You don't got to do nothing.
So yeah. You'd rather have a stinky mouth, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, what if you're like showing something on the phone?
And you're breathing.
You know what? I'd rather...
Are you more likely to pull a girl if you got a stinky mouth or a stinky armpit?
Stinky armpit.
Stinky armpit.
Because
you stink
you
like
could,
shit.
Nah, you could prevent your, no, you could prevent yourself from sweating if
yeah,
you can. Like, you can put yourself
you
in situations.
Like yeah, you shit. Still stink.
You but you could stink. Throw, like, a hoodie on and be like, okay, it doesn't smell that bad.
What if it reeks through the hoodie?
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I've seen
I
it
happen.
Have seen that happen. I've seen
bro,
that story.
And the thing about, like, a fucking stinky, like, aroma, that shit's contagious. If, like, you're playing with somebody...
Oh,
like, bro,
that's
why the
worst.
Fuck does my arm stink?
That's real. The worst.
That's
the
why it smells
worst.
Over there.
That
right
is
now.
So gross. Yeah, I know. That's why yeah. My hand is fucking smells like shit after I touch it.
You right my shoulder.
Yeah.
I know. That's why it smells like shit.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
So yeah.
At about the gym. At the gym, yeah. Logan be stinking.
Fuck.
Julian always has to bring the essential oils so that we don't smell them.
Oh. Essential.
In the sauna?
Nah, fucking I went to high school. You know who I'm talking about. I'll tell you after. Actually, you might. I don't know if you picked it up, but he used to like do this thing where he would whisper in my ear. And
you liked it?
No, like
was it in the restroom?
It was actually with my pants down. But he would like whisper in my ear, like just like some funny shit.
At night.
Can I tell my story?
My man, I'm just trying to know more. Ooh.
And
was it your dad?
All right, go ahead.
Goddamn, go.
And when he would whisper, like, dude, his fucking mouth would be right here, and you would smell it, and it was like,
wait, honestly, I think I know who.
Yeah,
because
I told you about it.
Yeah,
because
like he did it with you.
That shit.
No, we were all in bed together, and he would do it to Logan, and then do it to me.
I'm talking about you.
That was a good flip. I'm no, trying to think, has there been a time where I had to tell somebody they smelled like shit?
No, I never told them though, but I kind of wish I did.
Nah, not because
to
save him like his life.
He was like my homie, and I'm just kind of like, fuck, man, he's over here talking to girls, and like they're probably thinking the same exact thing.
Like
hey, here's
God
a
damn.
Oh, that's another way to do it.
Yeah,
and then they reject it.
But hey, after a while, I learned the gum don't cover it up.
It
makes it worse sometimes.
No, it can.
God damn, for real?
Yeah. He's like, finally start brushing my teeth.
No, you.
What were you saying, though?
Oh.
I'm just trying to think if I've ever had to tell somebody.
You put gum in the back of your mouth to fucking fill that tooth that's missing in the back.
You!
It's a juju.
Nah, but I don't think I've ever really had... I've never told somebody their breast stinks.
I've definitely told somebody who's asked me. I have no problem telling you the truth.
Like, well, yeah, if they ask, that's actually, like, no, I told like my brother,
like a homie, like, yeah. Hey, dude, do I fucking sting? You smell it, bro. Oh, I'm
yeah.
Not gonna like,
yeah, you
shit.
Got it. Like, got
before
it.
You go you out, and
if
shit.
You ask, you know you smell.
Yeah, that's what we should say, huh? If somebody yeah. asks you, all right, fool, if you have to ask me, then you stink. Yeah. I don't even got to smell. Yeah.
If you're yeah. not that confident in fucking smelling good, then
hey, imagine you're at a party and it's like you and your homie.
There
there's some girls you're trying to get at, and he's like, "Hey, do I smoke? Nah, bro, you good? Go get at him so that you could get him."
That's fucked.
Sabotage.
Savage.
That's
savage shit right there.
There'd be indoor parties that have stunk before.
Oh, yeah, they stink, and you always know it's one person.
You know what kind of party those are.
Yeah, those.
Nah, even at the gym,
girls be fucking stinking too.
Yeah, at the gym.
Hey, you know what's fucked up about us too? We'll be that group of people and be like, damn, it stinks.
Yeah. Like loud yeah, as we'll shit. Like, just fuck. To make it. And then they like, you know the person's.
What new. Are you doing if you know you stink in that situation?
Leaving.
Leaving.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm out. I stink. Leaving. Or would you be like, my bad, y'all?
Yeah. God, dude.
Well, you know
if
what?
If you own up to that, you're a G, in my opinion.
You know what? I heard a story recently that, hey, he pulled it off. He pulled off the stink and he got clean. He ran to the restroom because he was working, and he stunk, but there was a fine-ass girl, a famous girl. We know this guy, right? He might tell this story if we ever have him on, but he fucking stunk. He told me he stunk like shit. He ran to the restroom, got a bar of soap, and fucking just started scrubbing everywhere, and he pulled off the wonder. He fucked that night.
No way.
That's how much stench matters.
Yeah. What? He fucked that night though.
Hey, but I know I've like seen.
Imagine
like,
that stench came back when he was fucking though.
He definitely could.
In it. Hey, but he got in.
Definitely could.
I've seen though on like, I've seen on like TikTok though that some girls like kind of like that stench a little bit, as long as it's not like that heavy like strong one, but it's just kind of like okay,
like a good ball stench.
Ew,
that's perfect.
That's nice.
If you guys had a rank,
that's not nice.
It's
at
so
all.
Disgusting.
If you guys had to rank the stenches from worst to not as bad, ass stench, breath stench, armpit stench, what would you guys do?
Ass stench, fuck. Breath stench, armpit stench.
Armpit is bad. It smells like.
Do you think armpit might be worse than ass stench?
Ass stench is horrible. Look. Ass stench is the worst. Look. But armpit stench, I'm just saying. Like,
no. Ass stench.
Some people's breath will burn your eyelids off, man.
Ass stench has to be pretty fucking. Like, you have to, like, shit and not wipe.
Yeah.
For it to, like, see through your pants.
God damn. Ass
stench. Dude, I remember in fucking high school when people would, like, sit. And then, like, you kind of, like, sit in the same chair and you're like, fuck, this shit stinks.
Wow, I've never experienced
I
that.
I never have.
Not at the fucking computer rooms, bro.
Yeah. Those squishy rooms. Chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
The chairs with the cushion? Yeah, those smell.
Yeah, they would get up and they would trail of
put
ass.
Your nose on it?
Trail of ass. Sometimes I would swap out the chairs.
It would be like the random kids, too. Yeah. Like the ones where they're like kind of just like in the background of your life.
Like NPCs, those.
How do you not know you smell, though? Like, you don't stand.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. It does. But if you guys had to rank it, what would you guys rank it?
Ass. Worst.
Uh-huh.
Three. Breath. Then armpit.
I put, just because it's more visible, I put breath first, armpit second, ass last.
Ass last?
Yeah.
I might do that. I don't know.
What?
Ass is bad.
No, breath is
ass is bad.
Bad.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Ass is fucking disgusting.
No.
Ass,
no,
is,
ass is disgusting. But think about it. Like, if somebody talks to you from this distance, meaning that
you could smell it,
you automatically be like, bro, that fucking food stinks.
It's like that SpongeBob one.
Yeah, and then you turn around and fucking you smell shit. I'm gonna have to go ass.
Remember.
Ass, nice armpit, ass. Breath. Ass, armpit, breath.
You could withstand breath the longest.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Man.
Ass,
so you can
ass
stand,
is...
So you can stand there and fucking talk to a person normally without fucking moving your face or
bro,
anything.
Bro, but you don't
and
understand.
Take breath to
look,
period, shit
I've
breath
had
to
do
face.
That where you have to adjust your head a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Or you gotta kind of like use your nose to like whiff it off like like a fan.
Or you gotta go like this when you laugh. Like...
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Or, yeah. Or that's a classic
pullback technique.
you gotta take a breath of fresh air.
Or it's even, like, hey, fool, why you turning purple? Just like,
just fucking dark. Or another good one is like you're wiping something off your face like this. Yeah. And then you take like a breath.
Yeah.
Put your breast.
I've done that many times. Have you guys ever had a teacher that came to help you at your desk and their shit smoked?
No.
Oh, yes, actually. Oh. That's disgusting.
When they got that coffee breath in the morning.
Yeah, coffee breath is
next level. That's but I had teachers like that. I had one teacher. Or they're just like that.
Yeah, okay, let me Miss help you.
Miss Frank.
What? That was her name? The reason why I think ass stench is number one is because the smell of it is shit. It's shit. The only reason why you have an ass stench is because you didn't wipe good and you sweat. So yeah. You smell like shit. Whereas breath and armpits, like armpits is just kind of like body or odor. I feel like that one's kind of like a little bit more acceptable. And then also too, like breath is just, it's bad breath. Like it doesn't smell good, but it's not shit.
Yeah. You'll make out with some bad breath? Or you'll tell the coach, real quick, just brush your teeth.
That's when I transfer my gum, French kissing.
Yeah.
Shoot that shit like a fucking pea shooter from zombies.
Yeah. Then you go suck on her titties while she chews it and gets that good breath in there.
Fuck. Or damn. You offer a gum on a gum? Nah, I'm okay. You sure?
You need one.
You try sure? Try this new flavor.
No, it's good though, for real.
Let's see who can blow the biggest bubble.
Look, let's see. Let's see how many we could put in our mouths.
Like Chubby Bunny, but with gum. Big five gum, too. What gum is going to give you the freshest breath?
Ooh. Extra, probably.
Spearmint.
Rhino?
Just a regular spearmint?
Spearmint Rhino, the strip flavor. Club?
Preferably or, five.
Oh, you like the chili one. The hot one.
The red one,
the hot tamales.
No,
cinnamon one.
That will take away bad
breath. It'll kill the germs in your mouth because of how hot it is.
That will kill fucking bad breath, but like it's gonna be a little spicy.
It's temporary, I think. I don't know if it's gonna kill it.
I remember. Oh my gosh,
you'll think it's killing something, but because how hot
it
is.
I don't know if you remember this. Fucking, it was a quince and it was at somebody's house. And there was like, you know, obviously we had fucking girls there and then it was like the guys and all of us. They had a fucking taco guy. And tell me why my dumbass bro put a fuck ton of onions. And I was like, fuck, my breath is kicking. So I went into the restroom and I started searching the cabinets. And I found I think toothpaste.
Ooh.
Toothpaste and finger? I put on my finger. Smart. Started fingering my tongue. After that, my breath was good while everybody else had onion breath.
Nice.
So you gotta do it.
I did that shit when I was fucking 14, 15.
Britney's.
Yeah, you remember?
I wasn't there, but I know it was Britney's.
Yeah.
Ew. Britney?
Britney, bitch. No, it was her quince.
Yeah. I had to.
Do you think you would ever tell that story to that person one day?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, when you're older?
That's a hilarious story. All right. Come on.
But check this out. Let's say fucking like we're 40 or whatever, and then I come up to you. I'm like, hey, bro, do you remember when we were like 22? You're like, yeah. Well, one time when I spent the night at your house, I fucking got your toothbrush and pissed on it. It's been 20 years though, so
you just open yourself up for get back though.
I'm gonna put my balls in your face when you're sleeping.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You're gonna get these wrinkly sacks. If I'm old, you're gonna get everything, bro.
Yeah. So you wouldn't get mad at all.
I'll be like, whatever, you got me, but now I'm going to get you.
You're all old, guys.
I'm old. I'm getting that payback, man. It's a really sack fucking Rice Krispies.
How you like this, Logan? And put it right on his face.
Yeah. Good slap.
A good ball slap. At that, you're not going to catch me, your old ass.
Knock me out. We're only 40. What are you talking about, old ass? That's not even old.
Oh, my God. My bad.
What?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking of, like, the stories that when Nathan was letting me use his car.
Of what you would do?
Yeah. No, there was two times where he let me use his car because I had no car. He's a fucking OG for that. But one time I fucking had his car.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but I was on the freeway. No, this is one of them. I was on the freeway. You know how they have the cones?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really paying attention too much. I was tired, and they were doing this, the cones. And I thought they were just going straight still. And all of a sudden, I ran over probably like three.
Oh, fuck, no.
I was like, oh, fuck me, dude. A check, nothing, everything's good. And then whatever, he gets the car back, I think. And then I think like a week later, something starts scraping on the bottom. And he's like, yeah, bro, fuck, man. Some shit happened. And, da, 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 da. And I was just like,
oh. And you fucked him.
No,
I fucked him, but I told him, I was like, ah, I think that was me. I'm not going to lie. So we took care of it.
I hit fast track one time.
But I could have held that shit, though.
I hit the fast track one time. And you know how some cones are not there? And you could just jump in.
Yeah.
So there's a time when the fast track cones weren't there. And then I like made my way, but then I made my way too late. And the cones came at me. And I was like...
Oh, dude, those are hard cones.
Yeah, and they're like, those are hard cones. They're just flipping off. I took off like five. And they're like, doof, doof, doof. And I was like, oh, shit. And I pulled back into the fast track. And I was like, fuck, man.
Why were you even driving on fast track? You don't even have the pass.
I know, but no, it was.
Oh, no, he likes to drive fast.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I guess they're buying those tickets, goddamn it. No, but I was like, fuck. And I look in the front, my fucking, that's how I got the bumper on the side. Crack? It looked like it was talking.
Crack? Those are hard cones.
Yeah, right, I've always, thank you, because I've always wondered, like, what happens if you hit it?
No, they're hard.
And I took some off, so.
Yeah. Do you remember that time when we were driving with Nate and we went to go get something to eat and you fucking ran over a cone? It was in your Mercedes. And you would just hear it go, donk, donk. Donk, 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 donk. And it was stuck to your fucking car.
He doesn't remember that.
And Julian's on the freeway swerving, trying to get that shit off.
Yeah. And it's just like.
It was.
No, dude. Oh, I think I told this story before, too. In Nathan's other car, the Honda.
The
where you can't see.
That's
the one I thought you were talking about.
Right, because it was foggy or some shit.
No, dude, I don't know. He was literally crying. I've never seen him laugh this hard, like cry, because he didn't tell me that happens with his windshield. I don't know if it's because it's an older windshield or what. If it's foggy, like wet, and the sun hits it, you cannot see. Like you cannot see. And this is when I was still working at the YMCA, whatever. So they had me going in at like 6:30. Sun's glazing hot, but it was misty that morning. And I'm like this, bro, I had my head out the window like this, trying to drive like that, this. Going slow. Everyone, dude, oh my God.
You made it though.
Yeah, and like fucking 30 minutes late with my head out the window. Probably thought I was like fucking YG or some shit.
Probably thought you were shooting a music video.
And I told Nathan, he was fucking crying. He's like, dude, I knew that was going to happen to you.
That's fucked up. And you didn't tell me?
No, he thought it was the funniest shit ever.
That's fucking funny.
Shit, you cannot see. I'm not even exaggerating. It's so
funny. Nah, I believe you, because even... Huh? Nah, does he?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. Do you guys think, like... Coke fizz is spicy or like sour?
No.
Do you think like any soda is spicy? Yeah.
No.
I think so.
No.
Like considered spicy?
It's not spicy.
Sprite.
Sprite's not spicy. Sprite's lemon.
Sprite from McDonald's.
It's not spicy.
That's lemon. But so it's like kind of sour.
It burns your tongue. It burns your tongue.
It doesn't burn your tongue.
Is Dr. Pepper spicy?
Because it's
Coke.
Like,
nah,
like
fuck no. Coke, no, or, no, it's too Coke sweet. Or Pepsi is probably the spiciest.
Pepsi is sweet. Yeah, not Pepsi. If anything, Coke and Sprite is
spicy. I believe
spicy.
That the Coke Sprite from McDonald's is it spicy. Burns your throat. Spicy. But I wouldn't consider it spicy.
It's spicy.
It's a little bit spicy.
Coke I think Coke? It does trigger the same spice sense. Like you're spicy.
It's not spicy. It's spicy. It goes away like after 2 seconds.
Nah, you're crazy. Dr. Pepper's not spicy.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's not.
Dr. Pepper's not spicy.
I think it's the closest thing to spice.
No.
It has like
so
that
when
cinnamon
you do that,
aspect.
So no. When you do what? This.
No.
So when you do like, you know that.
That's not spicy. That just
is
hurts.
That spicy? Like, is that from it being too spicy or that, what?
It's like a see, burn. I feel like I'm contradicting what I'm about to say, but it feels like it burns.
Yeah, but it's not like spicy burn.
So that's spicy.
No.
Yeah, it burns. Spicy shit burns.
So if I grab a lighter and I torch your tongue, was that spicy?
Yeah, it's yeah, like that.
No, it's not.
It's
is
like
it?
That. That's a good way to put it right there.
Yeah, is it burning?
Bro, you don't eat that. You don't eat fire.
Technically, wouldn't it be spicy? Because isn't spicy just pain on your tongue?
Yeah, but it's so tolerable pain.
Is that what the mind thinks?
It's tolerable pain.
Is that what the mind
tell that to the chip, huh? Is that, was that tolerable pain?
to the that, Pocky one.
That chip was
shout
hot.
Shout out Pocky, man.
Tell it to the chip?
That chip was hot as fuck. That burned. That fucking burned everywhere.
See, that,
everywhere.
That,
everywhere.
That was damage.
To my whole body.
Did you eat the same after that or no?
Fuck no, you don't want to eat shit for like a day, huh? Like your stomach just fucked?
No, yeah, my stomach was fucked.
Or
every,
it's like,
everything
it's like
I
a
did
day eat, and a half, huh?
Yeah, everything I did eat was blue.
Blue.
No, it was. I remember looking at the toilet and I was like, damn, she's kind of blue.
And like a Smurf was in there.
Bro, can I see the score of the Boston game?
I think we need to stop the cameras too.
All right, that's going to do it for this video. Thank you guys for tuning in. But we're on our way right now to Texas. Houston, Dallas. You guys better be fucking ready.
Actually, if they're seeing this, we're probably already fucking there.
We're probably already fucking drunk because we're going to be doing a 24-hour drinking video in Houston.
Yes.
And we want to get you guys in the video, too.
It's going to be like 48 hours of us just drinking. So from Thursday to Saturday, we're going to be fucked up.
Y'all better have some good weed out there, Houston.
It's illegal there.
Yeah,
no, it's so not.
Just gonna be drunk, but
I think
not.
It is okay.
Yeah, it might be.
Shit, still get it.
But make sure you guys go buy your tickets if you haven't yet, and show up. We're gonna be at Heart Houston and Amsterdam.
No, Ampersand.
Ampersand in
go
Dallas.
Get those tickets.
In
Fort Worth, Texas. Sorry, guys.
All right, thank you guys for watching this fucking podcast. Yes. Love you guys. Peace.
Love you guys. Get those tickets.